A Rainbow District School Board teacher has earned an Inspire Award for her work with students at the Insuwakamok Alternative School in Sudbury. Lori Dunn received the Guiding the Journey, Indigenous Educator Award in the Partner in Indigenous Education category. The Inspire Awards ceremony was held November 20th at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg, Manitoba. "We congratulate Lori Dunn for earning this recognition on the national level," said Bruce Bourget, Director of Education for Rainbow District School Board, in a press release. "This award speaks highly of Lori's qualities as an educator. She respects the identity and culture of Indigenous learners, creates meaningful learning opportunities, encourages students to believe in their abilities, and inspires them to achieve their goals. We are certainly proud of Lori Dunn for her outstanding work as a longtime educator at the Insuwakamok Alternative School." Guiding the Journey recognizes Indigenous educators, one Indigenous organization, and one non-Indigenous educator who have made valuable contributions to community-based education and who honor the principles of Indigenous knowledge. A non-Indigenous teacher of Indigenous learners, Lori leads with her heart and is a stellar educator, said Insuwakamok Alternative School Principal Heather Downey. "She balances respect for Indigenous teachings with care for our Indigenous learners, and they thrive. Indigenous youth and adults are inspired to re-engage with the education system and achieve their Ontario Secondary School Diploma. Lori Dunn stays connected with students after they have graduated to provide ongoing support, assist them with their post-secondary courses, and encourage them on a positive path. Lori engages students in relevant learning and cultural experiences in collaboration with the Friendship Center," said Downey. "Committed to truth and reconciliation, Lori cares for each and every student and nurtures them to find success. The students are led with dignity and purpose on their journey towards their Ontario Secondary School Diploma. Lori also organizes activities and field trips that are land and culture based to ensure that our students not only remain connected to their land but further develop their understanding of and connection to our territory." As the school's literacy lead, Dunn works diligently to prepare students for success on the Ontario Secondary School Literacy Test, OSSLT, which is a graduation requirement. She pays close attention to individual education plans, IEPs, to ensure students receive additional support. "Beyond the great pedagogy that Lori develops, what is most important to me is that Lori truly listens and, therefore, truly hears our learners, giving them a voice and a true sense of belonging," said Downey. Lori Dunn takes full responsibility for her own learning and teaching, and, in turn, fosters a healthy, happy and educationally sound environment for our Indigenous learners at the Insuwakamok Alternative School. As an award recipient, Dunn received a complimentary ticket to the 2024 National Gathering for Indigenous Education in Winnipeg, including the Inspire Awards Ceremony, for herself and a guest, an award from Inspire President and CEO Mike Degagne, and a gift of $1,000 to be used towards classroom needs. Lori Dunn traveled to the ceremony with Kelly Lee Asinwe, the coordinator of the Insuwakamok Alternative School, who welcomed the opportunity to celebrate her success on the national stage. Dunn graduated from Nipissing University in North Bay with a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Education in 2002. She has been teaching for over 20 years and has experience in both the secondary and elementary panels. She has had an impact on students at the Insuwakamok Alternative School for the past 15 years. The Insuwakamok Alternative School is located in the Insuwakamok Friendship Center in Sudbury.